Well, how are you on this Friday? This is Gene Price, and we're going to kick it off here with a song from 1963. Stonewall Jackson, the story of old showboat and Bugaroo.
I flew into Dallas, feeling kind of low. Thought I'd make me a bit of change at the rodeo. Heard the line boss saying, you want a recount post? 15 bells to any man who can ride your boat. Her sitting there watching from the stands. She was kind of pretty, a blonde with big blue eyes. I could see it hurt her, so see me have to ride. Reaching for the sky. Then he set me flying like a little bird. Lord, I think when I came down 18 pounds of dirt. Till I found that blue-eyed blonde turned out to be my nurse. She fixed me up with patches and love I thought was free. Till she said, now, cowboy, you're gonna marry me.
Songs of Stonewall Jackson. That's the story of old Showboat out of 63. Well, here we are on Friday, and a lot of people making plans to go someplace.
If all you need is transportation, dearie, relax. I can put you in a little low-mileage beauty in no time.
Well, sir, I tell you what, I'd love to get with you and see what we can work out there. Nothing down, nothing a month, and no balloon payments at the end. Well, anyway, if you're going to go someplace, we'll see what we can do here. We hope that you stick around because we got a lot of good sounds. From about 5 years ago, and this is for anybody out there listening right now, if you are approaching your golden wedding anniversary, this song's got to have a lot of special meaning for you. Hank Locken, one of his best, this is Anna.
Beautiful hair of silver. today. Thank you for the wonders, for the joy you've caused my life to be. Thanks, dear, for the gift.
Beautiful record from Hank Locklin, and the year was about 1968, and it's called Anna. Great, great record. One of his best, I think. You know, one of the great benefits to the military service is the GI Bill, providing economic assistance for the furthering of a veteran's education. And education is the key to your successful development in life. Now, whether it's a skill, trade, or profession you seek, the GI Bill will help you to get there. And once you have your degree, certificate of completion, or license, as the case may be, you're ready. You're ready to receive the rewards that you deserve because, well, you've earned them. And you've worked for your country, and you've worked to improve yourself. And that's what the GI Bill is all about. Look into it. About a year ago, this song was pile of charts from Porter Wagoner. We thought we'd go back and pick a couple of songs out and go back about a year. Maybe at that time you had just entered the service or whatever. Maybe you just got to your new post. Nevertheless, it'd bring back a few memories. Porter Wagoner. And what ain't meant to be just might happen.
I've learned to live my life just a little bit lighter. Gonna look on the lonely days a little bit brighter. My heart's been thrown around. It ain't done enough laughing. What is to be will be. What ain't to be just might happen. It don't do no good to worry none. Just turn your hair gray while you're still young. Love can make you sing. Start your hands to clapping. What is to be will be. What ain't to be just might happen. You can't never tell when love might find you. Could be miles away or right beside you. Some makes you hurt real bad. Some makes you happy. What is to be will be. What ain't to be just might happen. It don't do no good to worry none. Just turn your hair gray while you're young. Love can make you sing. Start your hands a-clapping. What is to be will be. What ain't to be just might happen. I had a love one time send me out on a ledge. 14 stories high, standing on the edge. I don't want that kind no more to start my world a-cracking. What is to be will be. What ain't to be just might happen. It don't do no good to worry none. just turned your hair gray. While you're young, love can make you sing. Start your hands to clapping. What is to be will be, and what ain't to be just might happen. What is to be will be, what ain't to be just might happen.
Here we go. As I mentioned, it was just about this time last year that song was way up there. Porter Wagner, What Ain't Meant to Be Just Might Happen. Back in 1965, Johnny Cash did a song. It was written by Bob Dylan. As you, most of you fans who follow music at all know, Dylan has been, in the last 8 to 10 years, has been very big as a composer. Then he started doing some singing himself, like his big smash hit of Like a Rolling Stone. Well, about during that time, Johnny Cash recorded this song right here, and it was a big, monstrous hit for him. It Ain't Me, Babe.
Go away from my window, leave at your own chosen speed. I'm not the one you want, babe. I'm not the one you need. You say you're looking for someone who's never weak but always strong, to protect you and defend you, whether you are right or wrong. Someone to open each and every door. Go lightly on the ground. I'm not the one you want, babe. I'll only let you down. You say you're looking for someone who'll promise never to part, someone to close his eyes for you, someone to close his heart, someone to die for you and love. But it ain't me, babe. No, 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 it ain't me, babe. It ain't me you're looking for, babe. You say each time you fall, to gather flowers constantly, and to come each time you call, and we'll love you for your life and nothing more.
It ain't me, baby. Ah, John, you son of a gun, you. That's Johnny Cash. I always thought it was one of his better songs. Big hit, made a lot of money for him. It Ain't Me, Babe. About 5 or 6 months ago, there was a released album of Dorsey Burnett, and he had a lot of good things on it. And one song in my stateside show that I got request after request for was this song we're going to play right now. And it was never released as a single, but it's got that kind of beat that makes it very commercial. Here's Dorsey Burnett and Healing Sanctifying Love.
I'll fight for my God, 'cause I'm a Christian soldier, and I'll march for my Lord and bear his cross upon my shoulder, as long as there's strength in me. And as long as I have a stout heart, I will fight for my Lord by his spirit, not by power nor by might. I believe in that foot stomping, hand clapping, glory shouting, soul bleeding love that was meant for you and me. In that soul shaking, testifying, healing, saving, sanctifying love that was meant for you and me.
will tell of his cleansing, saving power. I'll help the wicked change their ways and watch the devil cower. As long as there's strength in me, and as long as my lips can just move, you will hear of my Lord and his love, and I'll tell it without fear to my brother, for I believe in that foot stomping, hand clapping, glory shouting, soul believing love that was meant for you and me. In that soul shaking, testifying, healing, saving, sanctifying love that was meant for you and me. In that foot stomping, hand clapping, glory shouting, soul believing love that was meant for you and me. In that soul shaking, testifying, healing, saving, sanctifying love that was meant for you and me.
Tapping your foot on that when you just done passed away.
That's it right there. Dorsey Burnett, and it's called Healing That Sanctified Love. And that's, like I say, an album of his a few albums back, about 6 months ago, somewhere in there. Good record. Speaking of good records, Neil Diamond, as most of you know, is one of the really fine songwriters and performers in the world today. Well, he's written a lot of good songs, and here's one he wrote, he did himself. But I know of 5 or 6 different artists in country music who recorded this one. I think this is the best arrangement of the bunch. Johnny Paycheck, Song Sung Blue.
Song Sung Blue, everybody knows one. Song Sung Blue, every garden grows one. Me and you are subject to the blues now and then. But when you take the blues and make a song, you sing them out again. Sing them out again. Song, song, blue, weeping like a willow. Song, song, blue, sleeping on my pillow. Funny thing that you can sing it with a cry in your voice, and before you know it, get to feeling good. You simply got no choice. Make a song, you sing them out again. Song, song, blue, weeping like a willow. Song, song, blue, sleeping on my pillow. Funny thing that you can sing it with a cry in your voice. Before you know it, get to feeling good. You simply got no choice. Song, song, blue. Song, song, blue.
Check wearing his Sing Sing Blue there, which is, or is it gray? I forgot. Big Song of Neil Diamond. Boy, that was a big record for him, and a good one, too. Speaking of big records, again, we go back to just about 1 year ago, and this song was way, way up there. One of the biggest hits Loretta Lynn has ever had. One's on the way.
Dance. And the White House social season should be day. But here in Topeka, the rain is a falling, the faucet is a dripping, and the kids are a ballin'. One of them a toddlin', and one is a crawlin', and one's on the way. I'm glad that Raphael Welch just signed a $1 million pact, and Debbie's out in Vegas working up a brand new act. While the TV's showing Newlyweds a real fun game to play. But here in Topeka, the screen doors are banging, the coffee's boiling over, and the wash needs a hanging. One wants a cookie, and one wants a changing, and one's on the way. Now what was I doing? Jimmy, get away from there. Darn, there goes the phone. Hello, honey. What's that you say? You're bringing a few old army buddies home? You're calling from a bar? Get away from that. No, not you, honey. I was talking to the baby. Wait a minute. Hang the doorbell. Honey, could you stop at the market and... Hello? Hello? Well, I'll be. The girls in New York City, they all march for women's liberty. And better homes and gardens shows the modern way to live. The flies are a-buzzing, the dog is a-barking, and the floor needs a-scrubbing. One needs a-spanking, and one needs a-hugging, Lord. One's on the way. Oh, gee, I hope it ain't twins again.
Again? Twins again? We'll send them to Minnesota. They love the twins up there. Yes, Leonard, they do. Hey, let me talk to you here real quickly. You know, if you're a short-timer and making plans to go home, you may be wondering what types of war trophies and other firearms may not be imported. Well, the answer is all surplus U.S. weapons. Now, fully automatic weapons are prohibited, as well as silencers, too. Now, explosives and incendiary devices are also on the negative list. Now, here's what can be imported. Shotguns and hunting rifles, except those which have been shortened in length. You know, a sawed-off shotgun is, you know, good for the movies, not too good around the house. Weapons classified as war trophies also may be imported, but you must get authorization to do so. So, keep that in mind. Well, we're going to dig out, we have dug out as it is, Hank Thompson's volume two, or is it volume three of his greatest hits? It doesn't matter. He's had so many. The song, volume one. Then he goes volume one. Hello. All right, let's do it. One of his better ones. This one goes way, way back. I got a Humpty Dumpty heart.
Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a big ball. All the king's horses, all the king's men could never put Humpty together again. I've got a Humpty Dumpty heart. You dropped it and broke it apart. All the king's horses, all the king's men could never put it together again. 'Cause when I gave to you my heart, you said that we must part. That was my doom, my heart went boom, I got a Humpty Dumpty heart. Is a fragile thing. When dropped, it won't bounce a ring. It ain't no joke, 'cause when it's broken, no love song will it sing. I've got a Humpty Dumpty heart. You dropped it and broke it apart. All the king's horses, all the king's men could never put it together again. 'Cause when I gave to you my heart, you said that we must part. That was my doom. My heart went boom. I got a Humpty Dumpty heart. I didn't think you were that sort. When I handed you my heart, you got got it on a platter, but you let it shatter my Humpty Dumpty heart. I've got a Humpty Dumpty heart. You dropped it and broke it apart. All the king's horses, all the king's men could never put it together again. Cause when I gave to you my heart, you said that we must part. That was a doom. My heart went boom. I got a Humpty Dumpty heart.
Here she is, Jody Miller. Ah, he's so fun.
He's so fine. Wish he were mine. That good-looking boy over there, the one with the cold black hair. Makes me wonder if I should even give him a try. But then again, he can't shy. He can't shy away forever. And I'm gonna make him mine. If he takes me forever. Oh, he's so fine.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta be mine.
Oh, yeah.
Sooner. Do anything that he asks, anything to make him my own. Cause he's so fine, so fine, he's so
Speaking of songs, and we mentioned that we were flashing back to pick out some about a year old. You know, somebody said, what constitutes an oldie? I guess, you know, after the first day after it's new, technically. But we like to go back, you know, 9 months to a year and pull out some maybe that, you know, flash you back there for a minute. Anyway, that was one of them. Jody Miller, he's so fine. The album we're going to play from right now is the latest album of Mel Tillis. And he does a couple of medleys. Now, about 6 weeks ago, I guess it was, perhaps, we did one of his medleys where he does impersonations. Well, this one is just a medley of some songs, and he kind of chit-chats with the audience in the middle of this. But I think it's really a fine medley, and he leads off with I'll Fly Away, and he goes into some Dixie and a few others. Here he is, Mel Tillis from Alabama.
I die. wish I was in the land of cotton. Old times there ain't never been forgotten. Look away, look away. Look away in Dixieland. Oh, I wish I was in Dixie, away, away in Dixieland. I'll take my stand to live and die in Dixie. 'Cause in Dixieland, Lord, that's where I was born. Early on, one frosty morn, look away, look away, look away in Dixieland. You know, I'm proud of having been born in the Southland, and I'm equally as proud of having been born in America.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Mel Tillis, and that was the finale to a show that was done in Birmingham, Alabama. It was recorded live down there, and just one of the really big shows.
I've been to Birmingham.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, I have an aunt that lives down there. She's got a huge mansion, and she's got a carpet in the bathroom that's made out of 100% mohair, and she's so proud of that carpet, she's thinking about running it all the way up to the house.
When your dependents aren't with you, and illness comes to make them blue,
if your family sees a local doctor or buys drugs from a pharmacist who doesn't participate in Champas, you can get part of the money back. Just file a claim for reimbursement, figuring out what you would have had to pay for a doctor or druggist who did participate in the Champas program. Champas will pay you the money you're entitled to. Champas makes it easy to get the best and the quickest care for your family.
When your dependents aren't with you, and illness comes to make them blue, Champas will take care of them for you.
All right, Sugar, thank you. Waylon Jennings' latest album's got some good cuts on it. I think this is the best one out there. Good Time Charlie's Got the Blues.
Everybody's going away. Says they're moving to L.A. There ain't a soul I know around. Everybody's leaving town. Some caught a freight, some caught a plane. Find the sunshine, leave the rain. They say this town will waste your mind. Must be right, 'cause
Some got to win, some got to lose. Good time, Charlie's got the blues. Telling me you ain't no kid at 33. Play around and lose your wife. You play too long and you lose your life. I got my pills to ease the pain. Can't find a thing to reach the rain. Sometimes I'd like to try and settle down, but everybody's leaving town. Some got to win, some got to lose. Good time, Charlie's got the blues.
Waylon Jennings, and that's Good Time Charlie's Got the Blues, one of the better things on his latest album. I have here a letter that I just want to acknowledge from Ernst Rudinger, I guess it is, in Heidelberg. I said, on one of your shows, you mentioned you were stationed in Seckenheim. Yes, I was, back in 1957, and I dearly love the area of Seckenheim, Heidelberg, and Mannheim. And I want to thank you much for your letter, and I want to hear a couple of songs. Ernst, I'll try to do that as soon as I can. I'll try to locate the song you wanted to hear, and I'll try to do it on a Friday, because, like I say, he wants to tape it. We'll see what we can do. Anytime you want to hear something, if I can find it, I'll do what I can. But, like I say, give me a couple of months as far as mail, and then we'll go from there. George Hamilton IV had his song out as a single about 3 years ago, and it's in his latest album, and it was a big hit. Let's play it again. The Canadian Railroad Trilogy, George Hamilton IV.
There was a time in this fair land when the railroad did not run, when the wild majestic mountain stood alone against the sun. Long before the white man and long before the wheel, when the green dark forest was too silent to be real. But time has no beginnings and the history has no bounds. As to this verdant country, they came from all around. They sailed upon her waterways and they walked the forest tall. Built the mines, mills, and the factories for the good of us all. And when the young man's fancy was a-turning in the spring, the railroad men grew restless for to hear them hammers ring. Their minds were overflowing with the visions of their day, and many a fortune lost and won, and many a debt to pay. For they looked in the future, and what did they see? They saw an iron road running from the sea to the sea, bringing the goods to a young growing land, all up from the seaports and into their hands. So bring in them workers and bring up the rails. We gotta lay down the tracks and tear up the trails. Open their heart and let the lifeblood flow. Gotta get on our way, cause we're moving too slow. Get on our way, cause we're moving too slow. Behind the blue Rockies, the sun is declining. The stars, they come stealing at the close of the day. Across the wide prairie, our loved ones lie sleeping. Beyond the dark forest, in a place far away. We are the poor boys who work upon the railway, swinging our hammers in the bright blazing sun, living on that stew and a drinking bad whiskey, laying down on tracks till the long days are done. Yeah, bending our backs till the railroad is done. Now the song of the future has been sung. All the battles have been won. On the mountaintops we stand. There was a time in this fair land when the railroad did not run, when the wild majestic mountains stood alone against the sun. Long before the white man and long before the wheel, when the green dark forest was too silent to be real, when the green dark forest was too silent to be real. And many are the dead men too silent to be real.
A nice, beautiful song right there. And it's done for you by a beautiful song. It's a trilogy there. George Hamilton IV, and it's called the Canadian Railroad Trilogy. And I'm sure there's some good hunting up there in Canada.
Oh, yes. Some real good hunting up there in Canada. I've been there.
Oh, yeah?
Let me tell you something. Although the world-famous song goes, "Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam and the deer and the antelope play," there are many people who prefer not to come home at night and find their house full of animals.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. But to hunt for these animals in the woods, and to this dedicated majority that we offer a few hints on what to do when you're out hunting. First of all, never trust a charging hippopotamus, no matter how friendly he looks.
All right, Leonard, what else?
And then again, the thing that you want to be aware of above everything else is a saber-toothed tiger who has his teeth capped.
Now, that's one that I certainly want to look into. I didn't realize they were dangerous.
Oh, yeah. Very egotistical. They'll bite into you just to see, you know, just for no reason.
We were sitting at the table, and we saw your old flame. You grew restless as he passed by. Though you say you can hardly remember his name, I can still see him in your eyes. Oh, when you whisper sweet words to me, I don't hear them, for I realize, should our love grow dim, you would go back to him. Still see him in your eyes. Though you say it's all over between you and him, and it's only me you idolize, then why is it when you see him enter the room, I can still see him in your eyes? by. It's just a matter of time till you leave me behind.
I can still see him in your eyes. I can still see him.
George Jones, and I can still see him in your eyes there. Little guy, huh? Yeah, pretty small. Hey, let me talk to you here. You know, are you eligible for a GI educational benefits? The answer is yes. If you've served for at least 180 days now, all you need to do is just take your honorable or general discharge papers to any VA office. They'll take care of you. Here's a song I just absolutely think is great. One of the greatest sayings Merle Haggard ever did. Daddy Frank the Guitar Man.
Daddy Frank played the guitar and the French harp. Sister played the ringing tambourine. And Mama couldn't hear our pretty music, but she read our lips and helped the family sing. That little band was all a part of living, and our only means of living at the time. And it wasn't like no normal family combo, 'cause Daddy Frank the guitar man was blind. Frank and Mama counted on each other. Their one and only weakness made them strong. Mama did the driving for the family, and Frank made a living with a song. Home was just a camp along the highway. Pickup bed was where we bedded down. Don't ever once remember going hungry, but I remember Mama cooking on the ground. Daddy Frank played the guitar and the French harp. Sister played the ringing tambourine. Mama couldn't hear the pretty music, but she read our lips and helped the family sing. That little band was all part of living, and our only means of living at the time. And it wasn't like no normal family combo, 'cause Daddy Frank the guitar man was blind. Don't remember how they got acquainted. I can't recall just how it came to be. There had to be some special help from someone, and blessed be the one who let it be. Fever caused my mama's loss of hearing. Daddy Frank was born without his sight, and Mama needed someone she could lean on. I believe the guitar man was right. Daddy Frank played the guitar and the French harp. Sister played the ringing tambourine. Mama couldn't hear the pretty music, she read our lips and helped the family sing. That little band was all a part of living, and our only means of living.
There he is, Baron of Bakersfield, Mr. Haggard. We're going to zip on out. We have time for one more. Don Parmley. This is the Flint Hills Special. There we go. Don Farmer, a little bit of the Flint Hill special. It's time for us to carry it on out on a Friday. Hey, listen, thank you much for listening, for joining us all week. Do want to hear from you. Carter, letter to the station to which you're listening. It'll get to me, and I'll get back to you, and thank you much. Have a big weekend. Take care. Goodbye. God bless you. Hang in there, and above all, stay loose, and I'll see you on Monday. This is the American Forces Radio and Television Service.